There is a difference, you know, between conviction and condemnation. Many Christians do not recognize conviction when it comes. They call it condemnation. The pain never let up, for your hand of conviction was heavy on my heart. My strength was sapped, my inner life dried up, like a spiritual drought within my soul. God never condemns. He does convict. And the psalmist is having a heavy dose of conviction here. So heavy, it's made him physically sick. Sin unconfessed can cause us to be very sick, just as the psalmist describes here, strength sapped, inner life dried up. He'd held this sin in his heart, adultery and murder. He was thinking perhaps he could hide it from God, or maybe he was just completely unaware of God's omniscience. He knows everything. David was maybe so besotted with Bathsheba that everything else but his desire for her went out the window. Whatever way it was, this man was laid low, very low, and his physical strength was drained out of him. His spiritual life was not only on the floor, it had gone down to the basement. In case you think these are just words, I have seen someone in this state. We called an ambulance because physically they were sinking fast, they were dying. We discovered later in hospital that the cause of their apparent demise was, you've guessed it, unconfessed sin. There was nothing physically wrong. Unconfessed. The hospital had all kinds of dire prognoses. The fact was, it lined up with Psalm 32. As they brought it out in the open to him, they were cleansed, healed and restored instantly with no recurrence. Beloved, we do not live as those in the world live. There is a high calling on our lives. We are citizens of another kingdom, a nation set apart for God, who walk a highway of holiness. Heaven is pressing down. God is coming for his own. The bride is making herself ready. Selah.